Blog Talk Radio. join in with Minister Sheila. Thank you, Apostle Alexis Kaiser, for joining in. Thank you, Jasmine Marie, for joining in. We are going to just ask Minister Sheila if she would take time out to pray with us and for us, and we will just go on with the service from there. Minister Sheila, would you pray for us today?
Good evening, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank God, our Father, and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, for this day. I want to thank him for blessing us and giving us another day of life.
Thank you, Sandra, for joining in.
That we are here today and we need the love and the joy to keep continuing and to recognize that the Father is for all of us, so to love and cherish and the mercy. Lord, I want to thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, all that is listening and tune in however they are tonight for this program. I want to thank for Minister Brandon Kaiser. I want to thank for each and every one that's listening. However, Lord, I thank you and I thank you for blessing us with another day, because without you, we would not be here today. Without your love and your blessing, we would not be here. I want you to thank each and every one, the sisters, our brothers, our daughters, our sons, our granddaughters, our grandsons. I want you to thank you and thank you and thank you, and actually to keep blessing each and every human on this earth with your love and your mercy. And I thank you for to bless us with another day of life. I want you to bless the law enforcement and let them know that they are here for the people, to serve the people, no matter what their race is, religion, or sex. We are all here. We are all one people according to God, our Father, and to bless the government to let them understand that their selfish ways is not needed. They need to be here for all the people and for all of us that we need. Their love and their blessing, and to be understood. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us no matter what we're going through, our health-wise, our finances-wise, family, on the job, in our neighborhoods, whatever it is. Lord, I ask you to bless us and keep us safe, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for the prayer that you shared with us on tonight. And I just want to thank everybody that's on the line. Robert, Bill, Kenneth Colvin, Dion, yes, Lord, Cecilia, Jasmine, Artie Haley, and Sandra Levine. Thank you all for taking time out on this Friday night to join in. I hope you would stay with the program, but if not, we just thank you for just taking the time out to stop by and just say hi. Thank you, Shirley, for joining in. My cousin, always faithful, listening in. I want to share this with you all. This is Friday, August the 2nd. And first of all, I got up this morning running late because I was up all night, because in the middle of the night, my breath just cut off. I mean, I could not breathe. I could not take in a breath, let alone release a breath. I was just miserable. I was trying to wake up my family so they can hit me in the back, pat me in the back, do something, help me breathe. So at that time, I began to understand the meaning of let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And I understood the statement that I had heard all my life from my parents as well as my church family. What if God was to snatch your breath from you right now? What would you do? So in the midst of not being able to breathe and trying to fight for every little breath, I love a cool room. I can't sleep in a room if it's too hot, but I don't guess I've been sleeping in a room where it's been too cold, because I was all clogged up with phlegm and I just could not breathe because I had so much phlegm in me. So I have this breathing machine I use this breathing machine to try to help open up my lungs, with my nasal, and just try to get air in. So I was able to get the mucus to loosen up so that I can release it and begin to breathe. Anyway, that was at 3:30. By the time I got to go to sleep, it was 4:45. Now, I should be up and out the door at 5:30. Okay? So, mind you, can anybody stay late? I started off late, and I left out the house late. So the time that I left out the house was the time I normally be at work already. So, but anyway, I was saying, God, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to trust you. I don't want to be late, but if I have to be late, Lord, I'm going to trust you. That's all I've been saying all this year. God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. So when I got in the car, it just seemed like time was just slow poking along. The old folks used to say slow poking. That means like don't want to do nothing, don't want to move around, don't want to move. Thank you, God, for joining in. When I tell you time was slow poking, I still got to work on time. But I noticed something. Normally at 6:45 in the morning, it is so much traffic, you get a traffic headache. But Lakeshore Drive, 94, was open. Now, I heard from people at work, 55 was packed. It was hardly no cars out. It was hardly no people out. When I got to work, I was like, wow, why is all these park places open? Is there a holiday or something? So what ended up happening is as I got to work, people were saying how certain people were scared to leave the house because they were scared that the police was going to come get them and arrest them because of their nationality. And I began to just sit back and think, and I said, God, with everything we got going on, hey, Naomi, thanks for joining in. I hope you're cooking. We are always fighting one thing or another. So I'm saying all that to say this. When I was looking at the situation, how time was slow poking around, I kind of applied that to my life. Because when I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and I couldn't breathe and I was fighting to get my family to wake up to pat me in the back, help me with the breathing machine, I said, God, as the day went on now, and I began to pray and thank God for allowing me to get to work on time, get through traffic where there's no traffic, normally traffic, and perform my job, I begin to thank God for allowing me to have enough breath to get through the day. And I noticed as I was working on that, my body overheat. When I started sweating, I would start coughing. And so, of course, I had my little magic mop set. I just laid it down somewhere. But here's my other. I had my little inhaler by me so I can use it. Thanks, Etta, for joining in. I began to tell the doctors and the nurses that I was working around that saw me and heard me coughing. I said, I don't have a cold. My asthma is acting up. So just as I was coughing, there was another doctor sitting on the side. She said hers was too. It was a season. But all that I'm saying to say this, as I was going through the day and I was saying, Lord, it looked like time was slow poking around for me to get to work. Then when I got to work, for me to get through at work, it was just like slow poking. I said, God, please don't let me be slow poking when it comes to you. Because just the experience that I experienced today with my breath being shut off and not being able to breathe and going through the day with a huffing and a puffing and trying to catch my breath. Every time I got my lungs cleared out and my nasal cleared out, and my throat cleared out, I would get clogged up again because I was working and I was sweating. So because my body was starting to heat up. And I just began to say, God, please work in my spirit, work in my heart, work in my mind. Because, Lord, when it comes to you, I don't want to be a slowpoke. When we were kids, we used to buy this candy. It was called Slowpoke. And the reason it was called Slowpoke, because it was so thick and it was so big, and you could not eat that candy fast. It was like a taffy. It was so good. But when you eat it, you would have to eat it slow, because if you didn't, your teeth would stick together. It would get stuck in your mouth. You couldn't swallow it whole because it would clog up your airway. It was a slowpoke. And I'm saying that to say this. Our foundational scripture for this program is Matthew 6:33. It says, for those of you all that have your Bible, please get your Bible. I'll talk a little more, a couple of more minutes, that you can get your Bible to turn to Matthew 6:33. And we're going to read it together, okay? And this is what I realized, that we have to stand on this scripture. It says, my fan didn't blew it over, because I don't want to miss a word up. I don't want to mess up a word. I don't want to mix up a word. I want to be able to say it just the way it's written. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, looking at this Bible, I see in bold print, it say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. But then a little bitty small print, it say, unto you. So you are basically, when you're reading that scripture, you're going to find out the bold part, and the boldness of that part says, but seek ye first. And then the ending part, the last part, is the little minor part, unto you. You're the small part of that scripture, but you have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So I'm saying that to say, as of this morning, my prayer now is, God, I'm going to trust you not to let me be a slowpoke when it comes to your word, when it comes to your ministry, when it comes to witnessing about you, when it comes to telling somebody about you, when it comes to giving you the praise, when it comes to giving you the glory, when it comes to giving you honor, when it comes to just giving you what I'm supposed to give you, because you said to render Caesar's what's his, but to give you yours. So, God, I just want to be in a place that at all times where I have to represent you, and I need to let people see you shine through me, your light in me, I need to make sure I'm not being a slowpoke. I need to make sure, when I talk, I'm saying what gives you honor. When I'm talking, I'm saying what will give you the praise. When I talk, I'm saying something that will represent you. I have to be careful of the things that's coming out of my mouth, because just on today, I'm going to be honest. As my sister Apostle Elect would say, I'm going to be transparent. I caught myself saying something that I had to stop and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. That should not have came out of my mouth. I just had to stop because I caught myself in a place of shouldn't have been. Okay, I don't know about y'all, but I had them days that I shouldn't have been over there. I had them days that I shouldn't have said that. I have them days that I shouldn't have let that enter my ear gate. I have those days that I shouldn't have been watching that. I caught myself in a shouldn't have been situation. So I'm asking God to please teach me how to keep a guard on my spirit, keep a guard on my heart, to keep a guard on my eyes, besides these glasses and to keep a guard on my ears that I just won't let any and everything enter in. Now, I don't mind being a slow poke on that because I don't want to rush and grab stuff like that. But I want to be rushing and asking God for deliverance, asking God for guidance, asking God for instruction, asking God to do what he does to, you know, how we say, to get us right. I want to get right with God because I'm telling you, after I experienced what I experienced this morning, I had to tell Stan and our son, Lil Stan, I've never experienced that in my life. I never woke up out of a sleep where I woke up choking. I woke up, I can't breathe. You know, I remember once asking my mom, how did her mother die? What's up, Shay? I'm going to still call you back after this ministry. And I remember hearing a family member say that, because I never met my grandmama, that she had choked to death. And when I woke up this morning at 3:30 in the morning, choking because I couldn't breathe. I mean, I can't even explain it. If you could only imagine, no air coming in, no air going out, tears rolling down your eyes because they're bucked so big that because you can't get any air in, and your body is just starting to do whatever it want to do because there's no oxygen flowing through you. And just to imagine that second or two or three of that minute felt like a lifetime. Thank you, Bertha Marshall, for joining in. That's my friend there. You know, I just want to say when I woke up like that this morning, I just began to, in my heart and mind, because I couldn't talk, I said, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. And then I took the breathing treatment. And after I took the breathing treatment and things started opening up, and all day I just been saying, God, I trust you. Yes, God, I'm letting some friends go. And yes, God, I'm letting some places go. And yes, God, I'm changing some things in my life. But God, I just want to make sure that I don't be slow poking about letting go what you told me to let go. I don't want to be slow poking around doing what you told me to do. Because at this date and time, we don't have time to be slow poking. We got to get, like this word say, Matthew 6 and 33. I have to make it where it's personal with me. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. So it says ye. I'm taking the ye for me. I got to seek the kingdom of God as though, as our late Apostle Sandra Thomas used to tell us, as a hidden treasure. I have to see God as though it's a mayday. I have to see God as though it's an urgency. So anything and everything that's not right in my life right now, I got to see God to help me get it right, put it right. So everybody that's involved in my life, to stay there, we got to go there. So you want to call me a Bible thumper, you want to call me a holy roller, you want to call me whatever you want, it's okay. I'm sure you can call me other things. Some I know, most of it I don't, but it don't matter to me because I want to know what God is calling me. I want to know where God is calling me. I don't want to get before God's face and he say, I know you not. I don't want to get before God's face and he say, my name isn't in the book of life, but it's in a book, but it won't be the book of life. I want to be so in tune with God that when I hear his voice, I don't say, huh, what? I just say, yes, Lord. You know, I laugh at my sister, Apostle Elect Cecilia, because on her Facebook page and everything she signs, it says, yes, Lord, Cecilia, because all she's been saying is, yes, Lord. So I said that to say this. Now I want my name to be, I'll trust you, Lord, Sylvia. Or if you know me by, I'll trust you, Lord, Renee. Or if you know me by, I'll trust you, Lord, Sparkle. Or whatever you know me by, I want you to start it off with, I'll trust you, Lord. So I'm saying that to say, it's not that it was a scary situation. It was a waking up situation. Just like I thank God he woke me up out of my sleep and allowed me to catch my breath. See, I've heard, and working in a hospital years ago before I had got sick, as a medical assistant, I was able to, a nurse's aide, I worked as that. I was able to see patients go to sleep at night but then wake up in the morning, whether I was doing a one-on-one private duty or I was working on the floor. And I've seen that. So to know that God gave me another chance, I'm not going to say a second chance, because y'all don't know my history. Y'all don't know my testimony. I can't say God gave me a second chance. God then gave me so many chances. And each time I'm saying, Lord, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. But I'm saying today that I had an experience out of this world where if there was any doubt, if I changed, no, there shouldn't be a doubt, because I don't want you to say, oh, is she changing? No, I'm changing. I'm changing the way I talk. I'm changing the way I walk. I'm changing the things that I do. I'm changing the people I hang around. I'm changing, because when you sit back and you look over your life, I saw people that I knew walking down in Jewtown. I was going through there to take a quick shortcut way home, and they was in the middle of the street begging. And the sad part is they weren't playing crazy. They was literally crazy. And when they looked at me, it was like, I think I know her. But they kept going. They didn't ask me for nothing. And I just was looking at them saying, wow. When I'm driving down the street and I see homeless people that I grew up with, and I speak to them, and they kind of try to act like they don't see me or they didn't hear me because they're ashamed of what happened in their life. But I don't care who you are. If I see you, I'm going to speak. And if you want me to, I will take time out and I will pray with you. I may not have a couple of ones or twos to give you at the moment, but if I do, I will. But I always have time to pray with you. So if you don't want your future and your right now to be a place where if you run into somebody you know or grew up with, you're going to be embarrassed, start trusting God. Stop slow poking around. If you don't know how to pray, what to pray, I know you know the Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. I know you know the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 12. Just go over there in that area. You're going to find it. You know, I know you know the Lord's Prayer. If you don't, I just gave it to you where to find it. And then find you a Bible teaching church that's going to teach you about the Word of God. Get you a Bible. If you have to either just ask the church for a Bible or go by a secondhand store, they have Bibles in there for sale, or go by these different ministries, they give Bibles away. And just start reading the Word. If you just have to read one scripture over and over and over and over and over until that thing gets locked down into your spirit, do that. But I'm telling you, we got to stop slow poking around. And I don't know why that dropped in my spirit like that about being a slow poke. So I'm just want to ask, is there anybody on the line that's viewing with me? I have any statements or questions or testimonies? If you type it in, I'll read it. And if you have a scripture you want to share with us, if you type it in, I'll read it. I just want to say I really woke up today, and I woke up in another mindset, because if we keep it right, and I didn't mention it earlier, but I thank God for Sister Levine. That was my mother's goddaughter, her and her husband, our late Pastor Levine. I Preston Levine, he's gone on to be with the Lord. She's still considered my God sister. I thank her. She said amen earlier. So I just want to say to you all, I believe that at some point in time, it doesn't matter if you old, you young, female or male, because if we look at the news and read the newspaper, and if you just listen to what people saying around your job, people are dying every day, different ages, different races, different nationalities, whether it's a male or female. People are dying every day. Some are old, live good lives, and some are young, as they would say, took too soon, didn't get a chance to experience nothing. But God said there's a time for every man. It's a time set. He didn't tell us everybody was going to get 77. Yes, Apostle Lex said, greetings. You know, he didn't tell us what we were going to live. He said, no man knows the hour. So I'm just saying, I want it to be known that I'm asking God to forgive me of my sin. Even though I asked him yesterday and the day before and a long time ago, I'm asking him again today, tonight, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. I believe you are the one and only living Son of God. I believe that you have died on the cross for me. And I'm just asking God to be my Savior, because I don't want to get before the Lord and find out. You know, I don't care what religion you are. If that's your religion, I'm not knocking that. But this is mine. You know, let me stand on it. If I'm wrong, let me get up there and find out I'm wrong. Let me get before God. Let him tell me. I don't need you to tell me. You know, I don't need you to tell me what day is this and what day is that. And I don't need you to tell me all that. Because, see, the word I read that says, if any other come to you with any other doctrine, receive them not. I'm not going to receive you. I'm not going to even comment. I'm just going to look at you smiling, going about my business. And it'll be on my Facebook page. I'm going to just look at it and smile and stroll on off. Because I'm not going to go there with you, because I know what God has done for me. With my heart doing what it did, and I'm still here. When I had a stroke, and I'm still here using both my hands, both my feet. Sometimes I have a little slur. Sometimes I don't get a lot of rest. What I went through, when I called on the name of Jesus, something happened for me. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. So I don't worry about what anybody else says or anybody else does or anybody else do. You do what you need to do, but I'm going to say this. I hope you're right. I hope you make the right decision, because I made the right decision. I love the Father, I love the Son, and I love the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for everybody in my family. You know, I hope we all on one accord. If we're not, I just pray that we get on one accord. I just pray and ask God to deliver us, save us, and stop us from slow poking around. Stop us from playing. You know, I believe that we get together and start praying, because sometimes people get in a situation and they really think they didn't dot their I's and cross their T's. But I'm in that just in case I didn't. God, I'm asking you to refresh me. God, I'm asking you to renew me. Lord, I'm asking you to reunite me with the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you, God, to be my Lord and Savior, because I'm tired of not knowing if I'm still slow poking around. So I'm going to ask anybody on Blog Talk if they would like to say anything. I'm going to also wait to see if anybody on Facebook would like to type in anything. So I'm going to ask Apostle Lexicilia if she will open up the line so that we can continue on. Apostle, would you open the line, please? sorry for reaching out of the sound, looking side of the internet, but I had to get my cord because my phone is getting low. Okay. Well, while I'm sitting, I see that we don't have anybody saying anything or asking questions or typing anything in.
And I'm going to say thank you and thank you and thank you. I want to say thank you for your words. Thank you for the acknowledgement. And all I have to say, daily as I go through the day, even when I wake up through the night, I say, God, I thank you. I say to God, Father, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And as you say, I'm going to thank him for waking you up this morning and giving you your breath. I just want to thank you and thank you and thank you. Because without the God, our Father and our Son, we would not be. So as I say, daily throughout the day and throughout the night, for each day it is, when I come and as I go and while I'm out, all I can say is, God, I thank you. And I thank you because I know if it wasn't for your presence in my heart, mind, body, and soul, no telling where I would be. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you. Amen for those words, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else that would have anything to say on tonight? Okay. We don't have anyone with anything to say on tonight. So,
this is Cecilia. I just wanted to share a few scriptures. Lamentations 3:21-23 says, but this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hebrews 4:16 says, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace, that is, the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in the time of need and appropriate blessings coming just at the right moment. Amen. And then lastly, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, for those words, those scriptures. I really enjoyed them, and I just thank you so much for that. Is there anyone else that would have anything to say, whether it's on Facebook or Blog Talk? Okay, well, I have a friend that tuned in on Blog Talk. Her name is Bertha Marshall. She's a friend. We haven't been knowing each other long, but she was due to marry a friend of mine. But he passed on before the wedding. But what I want to say is he loved her, and he made sure we knew that he loved her. And she's been sharing with me the little times we have talked how brokenhearted she is. So if anybody can just stretch their hands towards it, a Facebook posting or Blog Talk, and just pray with me to pray for Bertha. Oh, God, we come to you right now, Lord, that we know that Bertha loves you, oh, God. We know that Bertha seeks you every day for her healing, God. We know that Bertha loves the Lord with all her heart. God, we know that she's a child of God. She's a saint. God, I'm asking you today to just comfort her heart every day as you have. God, let her know that you haven't forgot about her, that she don't have to worry about the little things that the enemy is trying to bring to torture her spiritually, financially, in any other way. God, for you have a plan for Bertha. And I'm asking you, Lord, to give her joy in the midst of her trial. I'm asking you, Lord, to just touch her right now to let her know you haven't forgot about her. Bertha, I want you to just throw your hands up and say, God, I receive it, because God is going to do what only God is going to do. Nobody else can do it for you. And I just thank God for giving you the time to just tune in to listen on tonight. And I just want you to know I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. I want to also ask you all to pray for my cousin Charlene. She typed in last week about the Brown family. They had lost a loved one. I want you all to pray for my cousin Etta, my friend Naomi, the Throttle Saint, Robert Bell, Kenneth Coleman, and everybody else that tuned in. I want you to pray for my gospel sister, Pastor Sandra Levine, and for my sister, Dr. Cecilia Apostle Elect Kaiser. I just want you all to just bombard heaven on her behalf to let God know she put a request up before you. And God, are we going to trust you concerning that request for Cecilia? God, we just know that you won't put no more on her than she can bear. God, we're going to ask you to just open up that window of heaven and just saturate her, pour her out a blessing that's going to overtake her. God, it's some things that's on the table right now that I know of, and it's some things she haven't even released, God. I'm just asking you, God, to just let her be overwhelmed with a blessing from heaven above. God, because I do know that she loves you with her whole heart. She does everything and anything she can to make sure everybody else is blessed. God, I'm just asking you to bless Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. God, I'm asking you to bless my sister, Minister Sheila Kaiser, that is going on with bragging on her eye surgery that you've given her her sight back. God, I'm asking you to give her the job that she's asking for with an extra blessing, that all she needs to do is sit down and point, give directions, that she won't have nothing hard to do. God, I ask you to just touch everybody on this Facebook line and this blog talk. Cover their households, their finance. God, give them the job that they deserve, desire, and want. God, we're just asking you for the finances to just come in out of nowhere. God, we're just asking you to just be God in their lives, be God in our lives. Heal every broken heart. Heal every aching body. Give rest and peace of mind to everybody. God, and we're just asking you to just deal with them far as that slow-poking spirit when it comes to your kingdom. God, we just thank you right now. We ask you to cover America, ask you to put the right candidate on the ballot so that we will vote for America, so that we will go about America your way, God, because if they try to separate the word and the world, God, it won't work. It won't work, God. We just ask you to just cover us all, Lord. Cover my household, my job, my health. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to remind you all, I will be back here next Friday on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't have my little notes in front of me because, like I said, I was running in from trying to come in from work. I was stuck on the expressway all day. I didn't get home till 8:57 p.m., and I got off work at 3:30, okay? That's another story. Anyway, we are here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. We are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our Monday night services. This Monday will be the first of the month, and I'm hoping and praying and waiting to see and hear from Dr. Serena Wright. She's our first Monday of every month speaker. So if you all are not doing anything, Please watch my posting. Excuse me. On Facebook, it will tell you what we have coming up. And please just stay tuned. Join in. And just listen to what the Word of God is saying. So don't forget, this Monday, Dr. Sarita Wright. So I would like to say thank you all for joining in. And we love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. And there's nothing you can do about it. So we're going to say at this time, good night, everyone. Keep us in your prayer. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. I'm not going to let the choking and the coughing disturb me, delay me, deprive me of giving you all. I spoke on it earlier. I'll speak on it again. Our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, everybody. Love you with the love of the Lord.